the reasoning behind the decision to turn down the net neutrality amendments, in your opinion? I mean, how does the abolition of mobile data roaming charges actually fit into the picture? Yeah?
Oh, what actually seemed to have happened in the European Parliament is just you know, political manoeuvre where, in return for a carrot, where data roaming has been effectively abolished within the EU, the European Parliament managed to pass another law which effectively make data in some circumstances less accessible to some internet users. There are claims that members of the European Parliament didn't really understand what they were voting for, but because it is a very complicated area.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. In reality, the vote means that the current position where telecom companies can effectively prioritize data will now become more widespread. For example, Twitter might do a deal with O2 or another telecom company to allow mobile phone users access to Twitter outside the data allowance in return for O2 receiving payment or more likely shares of the advertising revenue. This, on the other hand, could prejudice Facebook or smaller social media providers whose users' access to the content will still cost the users money or be part of their data allowance. So, yes, and as you mentioned earlier, telecom companies might prioritize delivery, say, for Netflix, but at the same time, they will... Netflix's biggest rival, Amazon Prime, will find that its content is being delivered very slowly. And that could create unfair competition between those two companies and effectively restrict competition in the market.
Yeah, you made an interesting point there. You said that you thought that maybe some European lawmakers didn't really know what they were voting for.
Yes, that seemed to be the case. Yes, and unfortunately, it happens from time to time because the amendments that were requested by effectively freedom of speech campaigners were to say, look, you know, internet data should be transferred freely and without any interruptions and without telecom companies making a decision what is right and what is wrong. The worry, of course, is that the next step would be for, say, a political party to pay extra fee for its information to be accessed more easily, whilst the telecom company will slow down delivery of opponents' information. It is a rather complicated issue because at the same time, the telecom companies were saying, look, you know, we need to give access to specialist data. There is some data that we need to give an opportunity to smaller companies, perhaps to have the data accessed more easily by consumers. You can see there are all those arguments, and they're all absolutely valid, but it is very complicated.
And I say it's no wonder, that, I mean, people are crying out and saying that current rules on traffic management are just too vague, you know, which paves the way for the two-tier internet divided into, well, fast lanes and slow lanes.
That's correct. But you know, if you look at the current business model of Google, let's look at Google advertising, where... a company can pay Google what is effectively rent in order to appear at the top of the search results. So that's the pay-per-click business model. That also creates a fast lane and a slow lane because companies that don't pay that fee might not appear on Google at all and will be losing revenue. So the current position is that the rules are vague. There are loopholes. So what this vote did is say, look, you know, it is okay for telecom companies to charge extra in order to give fast delivery for certain data.
And, I mean, let's look at the average internet user now, yeah. I mean, how can these European Parliament decisions now affect that average guy who's using the internet?
The average guy might, if we take the example of Netflix and Amazon, if you say are an Amazon Prime customer watching Amazon videos online via subscription, if you're their customers and their and the service providers decided to speed up delivery of Netflix videos, which means they will move faster, the quality will be clearer, then certainly you will be disadvantaged. Also, in terms of content that you see and that is made available to you on the internet, if you the mobile companies will be able to push certain services. For example, you might not want to use Twitter. You might want to use something completely different, a different social media. But that will cost you money, whilst Twitter will become free. So in a way, it will restrict choice for consumers, certainly, yes.
And finally, how is this information going to be spread? How are people going to know what's going on?
They won't. They won't. They will just find they will just receive good news one day that say Facebook is now free to use on your mobile and it's not part of your data, and that would be it. I suppose most consumers wouldn't look, wouldn't try to explore anything beyond that, because they will be under the impression that something is giving to them for free. Whilst at the same time, another service, it means that another service will be hidden or will cost them more. So I don't think there will be any element of transparency here. Telecom companies will deliver the good news, but they wouldn't bother to tell us what the price we're paying for that free access, because as we know, Estelle, everything costs money. Nothing is for nothing.